The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007. You can find us at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter, over at hoop-ball.com. Check out the premium content over there, the Wager Pass, DFS Pass, Hoopball 360. Check out the free forums, the community stuff as well. Get some good tidbits of information through anything, paid or unpaid. At Hoopball Tweets is another good account to follow for us. We're going to get some really great fantasy basketball news, general NBA content. Today is Friday. Happy Friday, y'all. I'm recording this about 7:50 in the morning. Going to run through the games for college and NBA pretty briskly compared to normal pace. Went a little time crunch this morning. So I'm going to move through the college games. We're going to work through my card together. I'm going to find some plays that I like right here with you guys. But then I got to skedaddle. We're going to talk some NBA also. Real briefly, though. Last night, wager pass plays went 2-1. All flat 1.1 unit bets, so 0.9 profit on the units. I want to also talk about Manscaped.com, show's presenting sponsor. Manscaped.com. You go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL20, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping. On top of the awesome products that you choose to get, the two I recommend, the brand new Weed Whacker with dual motors, a full and powerful lithium battery, anti-tug technology, take care of all the places that you need to smooth out without tugging. And they also got the Lawnmower 3.0, man's best friend, trusty friend. It's going to be waterproof, full-on electric, easy glide, easy, smooth ride to get your lawn mowed. Start with those products, but look into the complete care kit. Going to get you so much stuff. The two products I mentioned, you're going to get some balms and shampoos as well as face scrubs. There's a travel kit in there as well as a pair of underwear. So use promo code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get your lawn mowed. HOOPBALL20. Manscaped.com. Use it. Okay. Let's kind of just jump right into college ball. Like I said, this is going to be an express lane podcast today. Tons and tons of stuff going on. First game. North Dakota, Denver, -2.5 for North Dakota. Denver, 1-12 on the year, over under 142.5. No opinion. I'm getting it started off right. These two teams just get blown out in every game that they play. North Dakota is starting to play a little more ball and better sense lately. But these teams are very inconsistent, and I don't have a good feel for either one of them. So let's not force something that we don't need to. Southern Missouri, Rice. Southern Missouri's on my do not bet list, football and basketball. So I'm sorry, but if you're looking forward to this show so you can get some insight on this game, it's not happening today, and I apologize. You probably shouldn't come listen to this podcast expecting University of Southern Missouri, USM tidbits. Gonna have to find them elsewhere, y'all. I apologize. Let's see, UMass Lowell, New Hampshire Wildcats. I like this New Hampshire team. They've been playing really well lately. I've backed them a couple times in a row. It's worked out. So let's try to go for the trifecta. They're -1.5 at home. UMass Lowell's played a lot more inconsistently than they have, and without a lot less success on defense. They also struggle on offense a lot more than New Hampshire does. Wagner, St. Francis, New York. This game is going to be probably a lean of mine towards the over of 140. It's +2.5 for Wagner right now, St. Francis, New York. Both teams play lackadaisical defense. Lots of points probably going to be scored here. My problem is, and what I worry about, is the inefficient offenses. How inefficient and anemic are they going to be? We can't see long drive spells without points if we want that over to hit. St. Francis, Merrimack, this is the second game of a back-to-back. I missed on the total yesterday. I had the over. It missed by a few points. It's right around the same area as far as the lines were yesterday in this game. So going to punt this one. I missed yesterday. I don't want to miss two in a row. So St. Francis of PA and Merrimack, you're not getting any action from me. I apologize. IUPUI, Indiana Versity, University of Purdue University, Indiana, or something. That's what IUPUI stands for. It's really weird. And Green Bay. These two schools, and, you know, look, I know I've punted already a couple of times, but we don't have to play everything. I feel like I've been saying it the last couple of days on the show, and I'm being more self-conscious because maybe I feel like I'm putting less content out there for you because I'm punting a lot of games. But my job here is to provide value and conviction. Those are the two basic principles that I established on this show that I wanted to operate under. So I have zero value and zero conviction on this game. And a few of these games on Friday night. These Friday night slates can be a little weird on the college side. IUPUI, Green Bay, no thank you. Fairleigh Dickinson, LIU, second game of a back-to-back, another weird back-to-back second legger. Fairleigh Dickinson got blown out, if I remember right. Let me double-check what happened. It's +4.5 right now for Fairleigh Dickinson. Over-under, 158.5. And Fairleigh Dickinson, 4.5-point dogs last night, 178-70. The game flew under by 10 points. It's at 158.5 again. And we got the same line. So if anything of 2020 and 2021 scheduling tells us, you know, something, it's that LIU should be the play tonight at -4.5 because the second game of back-to-back, the team that loses the first one usually comes back and wins if they're the dog or if they're the favorite. So let's take a sprinkle with LIU, the Blackbirds of Long Island, to go ahead and win by 4.5 tonight. I'm actually adding that one on my card right now. A little 4 o'clock action, Central Standard Time. University of Arkansas, Little Rock, Texas State. You know, this is going to be a really good game. 130.5 down to 127.5. We got a 3-point movement, 2 more points. We got a 5-point rule. Little Rock is a really good small school. Texas State, they're pretty close to being really good. You know, the Sun Belt, they're starting to develop talent. Texas State, 11-6 in the year. I've bet on and against them this year, 0-2. I'm going to leave it 0-2. I don't know. This University of Arkansas Little Rock team is solid. They returned a lot of production. Same coach from last year. They are steady. They play at their own pace, you know, on offense and defense. They don't seem to get flustered. Not a lot of youth. Wouldn't be shocked if Arkansas, Little Rock, won this game in San Marcos, even though Texas State's been playing well lately. +5, Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne against Detroit. Detroit's actually been playing some decent ball lately. You know, they've covered some spots where I didn't think they would. I bet against them. That didn't work out. They score a lot of points. They allow a lot of points. Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne, they've had some really low points in this season. But plus 7, I'm going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to go ahead and take it just because I don't trust Detroit. They're so wishy-washy. Northern Kentucky, Milwaukee. Northern Kentucky plus 1.5. I'm telling you right now, I'm locking that in. It was 2.5, so it's come down. Road dog. Looks like a lot of people are thinking they're going to win outright. I think they do. Northern Kentucky is a pretty solid school. They are very good at basketball. Excuse me. Yeah, they're pretty good at basketball. University of South Carolina, Upstate, covered last night against Radford. I talked about this game on the podcast, you know. I'm having some trust issues with Radford right now. They're a good team. They're going to win that, you know, Big South Conference, in my opinion. 12-7, but they only won by a couple points last night. And right now the spread's 8.5, over under 130.5. Another second leg of back-to-backs. Let's go ahead and stay away from this one, too. Can't say that I like it as much as I do other Radford games, and I love this Radford team. They have a really good junior, Richard Jr., point guard. If you get bored tonight, check out the point guard play from Radford, the 1 and the 2. Ultimately a punt game for me. Second leg of a back-to-back. Really weird. Cal State Bakersfield, UC Irvine. Cal State Bakersfield getting 6 points, 11-6 on the year, 9-5 UC Irvine is at home, 126, 126.5 currently is the total, and I could see this going over. These are two of the better teams in the Big West. Cal State, Bakersfield, because there's two Bakers in the field. It's not Bakersfield. I'm just kind of looking and seeing how the Roadrunners have been performing lately. You know, I just came to the conclusion that I realized that there's two schools with the mascot Roadrunner, UTSA and Cal State Bakersfield. Just throwing that out there. Cal State Bakersfield. You know, they don't score a lot of points. Neither do their opponents. Them and UC Riverside just had a 47-45 battle on the 22nd of January. But the last two games before all their postponements had hit the total mark of 156 and 174. So I don't know. They can score points. I think this is closer to a 2.5 line. Plus 6 with Cal State Bakersfield. I mean, Cal State Bakersfield could probably win this conference. You know, they're up at the top of the rankings, and they're on the road being disrespected. So I like them in this spot. Cal State Bakersfield. I know I spent a little bit of time talking about the West Coast Conference, how I'm not a huge proponent of them, and how I'm not knowledgeable. Not knowledgeable is a bad way to put it. I mean, I'm pretty knowledgeable about just about every college basketball conference. I could tell you something about probably every team. But Big West this year, just not a whole lot of reload on talent. Didn't really catch my attention in the offseason as far as a conference or a program or whatever to look out for. So just kind of a down year for the West Coast Conference. Big West, I'm sorry. Moving on. Raging Cajuns, the Red Wolves of Arkansas State. Arkansas State hosting ULL, plus 3.5, over under 144.5. I can't figure ULL out as a basketball team, the Raging Cajuns. I had so much more luck on them as a football team, so I'm going to keep it gridiron with the Raging Cajuns as of right now. I have one more play to give them, and if I miss, then they are on my do not bet list. And that is how I am approaching this game. Arkansas State, up and down. You know, they've covered and beaten some good teams. So just weird spot in the Fun Belt here tonight. Here's another one. Louisiana Monroe. They're terrible. +9 on the road against UT Arlington. 135.5 is the total. I'm going to go ahead and follow that point of steam down. It just seems like the right value move, in my opinion. It's at -120, so it's got some, you know, juice to it. But here's my thinking. UL Monroe is slow. They don't have a lot of depth. They don't have a lot of playmakers. They don't have a lot of skill. UT Arlington plays some solid defense. Now, they're offensively, you know, good as well, but they're more patient and assertive on offense than, you know, the normal national tempo average. But they do play good defense. So, throwing that one on there, take the under in that game. Going to move briskly here. We're going to speed up a little bit, y'all. Tons of 6 o'clock games. I've got to get through them. More Fun Belt. Coastal Carolina, Southern Alabama. Coastal Carolina opened as a 2-point favorite. They're +1 now on the money line. Over under 147.5. If anything, I would say let's take the weird line movement crossing zero steam to -1 for USA. But no true opinion. Cleveland State, Oakland. +1.5 for Cleveland State. Open as a pick 'em. So lots of line movement here in front of us. 3.5-point line movement on the total. 1.5 away from a 5-point rule in Cleveland State and Oakland. It's at 140 right now. It's come up. Oh, wait, no, I can't. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. 143.5 was the opening number. And then we'll move on to another Sun Belt, Fun Belt matchup. Georgia Southern was at 3.5. Road dog territory. Now they're at +1. Lots of movement, lots of belief on them. I'm going to go ahead and take this steam. I saw it last night. Wanted to see what it did this morning with the market. It stayed the same. I think Georgia Southern wins this game outright, going on the road, beating Troy, who's been overperforming the last 2 or 3 games. Akron, Kent State. Boy, oh boy, we're being treated to a good matchup. That was hard to a matchup. See what I did there? It's too early. I can't be doing that. I'm sorry, y'all. +1.5 for Akron. Over under 150.5. Punt. This is just going to be a good basketball game. It's action. It's the top of the conference. Teams that are trending up both have 10 wins. Kent State's just been obliterating lately. Did y'all see what they did to Bowling Green? What they did to Miami of Ohio? Our little darling? They beat Central Michigan by a lot. They beat Bowling Green State. They did lose to Toledo, which Toledo is the top of the conference. They beat Buffalo recently. They beat Ohio. They swept Central Michigan. You know, and they lost to Toledo both games, but only by a total of 4 points. Toledo is the best team in this conference. I was wanting to say it's Bowling Green State, but Toledo just put the bricks on them. Bait the bricks off of them. Charlotte, Middle Tennessee State, punt. George Mason, Dayton, Atlantic 10. Give me George Mason +6. It was at 8, so we're starting to lose value already. 130.5 is the total. I could see this going under, but, you know, I'm just going to play George Mason. They've been covering lately, and they look good. Yeah, that's my stat for you. They've been covering lately, and they look good. That's what every handicapper should do. That's what you want to hear, right, y'all? You just want to hear a handicapper be like, they wear red, and they move fast. They've played good, and they cover. You know, it's simple. Kindergarten over here. Marshall, Old Dominion. You know, Marshall was one of those teams that I was looking at for the earlier parts of the season and towards the halfway point to really just make some money on because they returned, I think, the number one amount of production on players and coaching staff from last year to this year. I mean, they literally returned everything. And they were upperclassmen. They've played together for a couple years now. And, you know, they just – I'm not having any luck with Marshall. So, Old Dominion at home +5.5. Old Dominion's been in some tough spots against some higher competition on the season. They've won some games outright that they shouldn't have. Over under 142.5, it's up from 140. So we got some movement up. No opinion on that. Give me Old Dominion 5.5, plus 5.5. Lipscomb, Stetson. This will be a good one. Opened as plus 2 for Lipscomb, minus 1 now, over under 138.5. I've talked about this Stetson Hatters team, another team that returned a crap ton of production and familiarity. Still, 1 point against 11-win Lipscomb team, who's very, very inconsistent. Lipscomb could win by 20. They could lose by 20. I don't like this game. If it was like a 5-point game, 5-point spread, I'd be a little more comfortable with it. Stetson being a 1-point underdog at home, I don't see the value in any of that. UTSA, Florida International, FIU. Plus 2.5 for UTSA, the other Roadrunner school. We were just talking about them. Over under 154.5, it's at the 3-point mark, approaching the 5-point territory. Florida International, minus 2.5-point favorites at home. You know, like I said, there's just some conferences and some schools that you just put on your do not bet list and that you are more gun-shy about. Conference USA basketball, I am so gun-shy about. Conference USA football, I am not shy at all of any weaponry about. So, with that being said, UTSA, Florida International, I don't know. I don't know how to play this game. I'm not going to act like I do. I don't want to sell y'all false goods. You know, I'm already not hitting at a high enough clip for my liking as of lately, so I don't want to double damage, double dip. University of Northern Alabama plus Florida Gulf Coast. 2-point game, 2-point spread, minus 110 shade on both sides, over under 140, hasn't moved. Only thing that's moved is Northern Alabama from plus 1 to plus 2. It's a key number. I'm going to nestle in with Northern Alabama right there. I've seen enough out of them to know that they can defend the three. Florida Gulf Coast, they like to shoot the three, but if they don't, they like to try to get you on the inside for a monstrous dunk. But I think Northern Alabama is a solid defensive school. I'd like to get more points, but you know, this is a game I ultimately think they could win outright. Florida Gulf Coast underperforms at home. They're sitting right around 500. Let's see about it. UC Davis, Cal State Northridge, both teams that are terrible in the Big West. Northridge has actually been playing solid ball lately. They're almost a 500. And just a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, I don't think they even had a single win. So they're trending in the right way, that's for sure. Let's see what's going on with their recent performance. They beat Cal Poly 1 out of 2 times. Got blown out by Cal State Santa Barbara 2 times in a row. Went 1-1 against Cal State Fullerton. And then a slew of cancellations at the beginning of January. December, which seems so far away now. They had they had a rough December, picking up a win against Pepperdine. That was like their only thing. Punt game. Maryland, Penn State. Maryland plus 3. I like it. I'm taking it. I think Maryland wins outright. Penn State, just a bad coach team. Over under 152.5, no total. Opinion from me. I'm sorry, 143.5. I was looking at a different line. Yeah, so Maryland plus 3, I actually like them to win outright also. I think that's very probable. Very probable. Western Kentucky, Florida Atlantic. Here's some more Conference USA action. Over under 139, it's down 2 points to from the 141 number. Florida Atlantic plus 8 at home. It's up 2 points from the minus 6 opening number. So movement in the opposite way of what I thought it would do. So fishy, you know, I don't like it. Conference USA, I'm going to use that crutch and I'm going to stay away from this one. Presbyterian, Gardner-Webb. Gardner-Webb was the team I was backing last night to win by 11. They only won by 4. Presbyterian plus 8.5 points. on the second leg of a back-to-back. Pass. I tried to take my, you know, stab at the value last night, Gardner Webb. I missed. I'm not going to come back and try again and cut myself. Here we go. Here we go. Jacksonville against Bellarmine. I've talked about this Bellarmine team. We don't know anything about them because they just made the jump to Division I this year. They don't even have a picture on the Action Network of like their school logo. But this school, I'm telling you, watch out next year. They're kind of, I think they might do the Coastal Carolina thing like they did in football this year. You know, after their first couple years of being in Division I, they just kind of come out and surprise a bunch of people. But look, this team, this is a team that lost to Lipscomb by 5 points, a team that beat Florida Gulf Coast by 14, and then 17. They beat that tough Stetson team twice. They handled business against Kennesaw State twice, which Kennesaw State's terrible. But it's a Division I school. They lost by 22 to Duke, sure. They beat Howard. They lost to Chattanooga. Chattanooga's tough this year. They lost by 11 to Notre Dame. You know, this Bellarmine school has been playing some tough teams this year in their innovative season. They're 7-point favorites at home against Jacksonville. I didn't really have a play on this game, but I just wanted to talk more about Bellarmine, the Knights. Keep an eye on them. Keep an eye on that program. I said it earlier in the year. I said it on Twitter. Bellarmine, they're going to be a team to be profitable on next year at the beginning of the season. Watch. Youngstown State, Robert Morris, it's a pick 'em. Give me Youngstown State. I love betting on Penguins. UTEP, UAB. UAB is playing some really good ball right now. UTEP's offense is pretty bad, but they're a good defensive team. Give me the under of 134. I've been taking unders in UAB games. I've been pretty successful with it. Let's hop on that one. Shall we? Shall we? UC Riverside, Cal State Fullerton. -7.5 for UC Riverside on the road. Over under 134.5. No opinion. Punt. Wright State, University of Illinois, Chicago. -10 for Wright State. Over under 144.5. Oh, boy. We're a half point away from a 5-point rule, and I just want to jump on it already. I just want to smack it right now. Went up from 140 to 144.5, -10 for Wright State. Nope, it's got to be 5. It can't be 4.5, y'all. It's got to be 5. I want to so bad, though. Keep an eye on that one, Wright State, Illinois, Chicago. 144.5. We're just a half point away from the 5-point rule. Louisiana Tech, North Texas. How does Louisiana Tech have 14 wins this year? That is so crazy. Just quietly winning a crap ton. -4.5 for North Texas, +4.5. This is a trap line right here. I'm sorry. This is trap. Trap, trap, trap. I'll be the first to say. Louisiana Tech, 14-5 on the year. They go on the road, and they're a 4.5-point favorite. Or underdog. North Texas, they're 9-5. Sure, they're above 500, but, you know, they're just so up and down. So up and down. And, you know, it's either they score 140 points in their games for the total or less than 100. So, you know, I just don't know which way to make of it on this game. I mean, this team is capable of scoring 80 points when they play against tougher competition. You know, when they played Mississippi State, the game went 69-63. Went over by a half point. They played West Virginia also, North Texas did. And, you know, that was an over game. So I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, Western Illinois, Nebraska, Omaha. +4.5 for Western Illinois, over under 153.5. No opinion, punt. South Dakota State, rivalry game. Didn't work for me with Kansas State, but I'm going to go ahead and take the dog in the rivalry game. You know, I think that they play a little more hard. They're both 10-win teams. South Dakota starting to play really, really well lately. And so with a rivalry game, I don't think it should be that far of a spread based off of the competition of both teams and kind of where they are as far as competition and skill. Oral Roberts, North Dakota State, over under 141.5, 4-point line, minus 4 points for North Dakota State at home. Oral Roberts, you know, small school out of Oklahoma, if you didn't know. But, oh, man. Man. Pass. Yeah, I wanted to go Oral Roberts, but North Dakota State can just turn it on at you know, a moment's notice. Monmouth, Manhattan. Here we go. We got some action. M-A-A-C. Huge part of me wants to go Manhattan. I just am not having any luck betting on Manhattan. Oh, wait, yeah, I am. I took them plus 9.5 last Friday against St. Peter's. Man, that worked out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
These are postponed games. Monmouth and Manhattan were supposed to play last week, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I'm going to have to probably roll Manhattan plus the points here. It's already come down from 5. Manhattan, home dog, first leg of a back-to-back. I like the Jaspers. Cal Baptist, New Mexico State. Yuck, pass. Boise State, Nevada. Here's a game. Nevada, 4-point underdogs at home. Boise State, starting to falter a little. I think they need to win this game to tighten up their grip on that conference. You gotta win this game if you're them. Unfortunately for them, though, Nevada's a pretty good school. Pretty talented basketball team. Nevada, 4 points at home. I like it. Might put 2 units on that. I've been flat betting everything lately on my wager pass plays just because I've been trying to see some stuff, some model tweaking, all that good stuff. So, you know, there's some stuff here and there that I'm changing and doing differently. Seems like every night on Wager Pass, I was giving out a 3-unit play. You know, I was hitting a lot of them, but when you do miss them and you flat bet everything else, it's hard to catch up on a down night. All right, so real briefly before I talk about the NBA, I'm going to talk about mybookie.ag. Go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL, another great sponsor for the show. You're going to use promo code HOOPBALL and let them know that we sent you, that Devin sent you, and you get a 50% match up to $1,000 on your deposit bonus, your initial deposit. Then you take that free money, you take some of these college plays, you put some picks into play. Then you win, so you're going to get paid. You bet, you win, you get paid. That's my bookie slogan. And On top of that, they offer great customer service, friendly people to talk to if you need them, and all sorts of odds boosts and promos and whatnot. You know, they're running some crazy stuff for the Super Bowl. Speaking of which, we'll talk Super Bowl before the NBA. And they just give you so many different ways to make money. It's easy. Promo code HoopBall over at mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. You know, I haven't actually talked about it all this week. Holy crap. That is so crazy. You know, because football is king and all that. But for me, it's like, it's the Super Bowl. It's the bittersweet end. Let's try to preserve it as long as we can. I already don't have college football. Now I'm now I'm about to not have NFL. Come on. That was Bush League. Bush League. But here's my thoughts. I'm going to give a prediction. I'm going to go ahead and just get my pick out on the game. We're going to move on to NBA. Like I said, today's a little time crunchy. Tom Brady's the GOAT. 10th Super Bowl. No one's ever done it. Even if he wins or loses. I mean, he's still the GOAT. I've hated Tom Brady. I hated Belichick for a long, long time. Sorry, Pats Nation. But it's just when you get in your older age, after being a sports fan for a very, 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 very long time, and then seeing 20 years of the dominance that they, you know, it's like the Spurs, Alabama, and the Patriots in the NFL. You know, it's like all those just teams that I despised in middle school and high school and early adulthood because all they freaking did was win. But in my old age, I've learned to respect that. And Tom Brady is the GOAT. And it's not even close. The dude is good. He's ice cold. He's fuego at the same time. I mean, what he's doing is just crazy at the age he is. It's ridiculous. So if you don't want to bet this game, I say you just sit back and you watch. You know, you have a one-in-a-kind generational talent in Patrick Mahomes. You have a pass torch kind of going in this game with Tom Brady, the greatest to ever do it at the quarterback position. It's just this is an interesting game. And I'm still rolling Chiefs -3. Sure, it's going to be the chalk thing to do because they're the Chiefs and they're exciting and they're the defending champ. But I'm thinking it's going to come down to the last minute and a half. Patrick Mahomes is going to need to get some points on the board to help cover the spread, to help lock the game in for the Chiefs. We've seen him do that I don't know how many times in his young career. He did it in the Super Bowl last year. Granted, Garoppolo missed that freaking throw, but Tom Brady probably won't miss that throw. But hey, keep it short and sweet on the Super Bowl talk because I just want to enjoy the game mostly. So if you want more Super Bowl plays and analysis and whatnot, props, squares, all that good stuff, hit me up on the day of or the day before. This show I didn't really cover a lot of time out of for it because a lot of hoops, shorter show. But I really just want to enjoy the Super Bowl. I mean, Chiefs by 3, it's a key number. If you can get 2.5, I think that's even better value, obviously. We'd love to see the Chiefs repeat. You know, I'm a big Andy Reid fan. I just moved from Kansas City. I didn't grow up there, but, you know, I lived there for a good 5-6 years, so I saw the fruits of his labor starting to come together. The city themselves, after winning that Super Bowl, you know, I think it's important to win another one, especially against Tom Brady. And if it wasn't for Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes might have already had 2 Super Bowls, if you recall that AFC overtime championship game. All right, NBA, rapid fire here. I'm serious. I said rapid fire on college, and I got distracted. But we gotta run through these ones. New Orleans, Indiana, +2.5 for New Orleans. It was at 5, so I think there could be some injury designations here that are affecting the line over under 228. I have no opinion on that, on the side or the total. Pelicans, They don't play defense. But then they also can score like 80 points in a game. You know, so the over-under is just so weird for me in this game. I want to say over. I really do want to say over. I just can't pull the trigger on it. Chicago, Orlando. Chicago opened as a pick. Now they're a 2-point favorite. 222.5 is the total. Orlando, +2 at home. Chicago's favorite. That's wild. I'm so used to getting all the value on the Bulls being +7, +8, jumping on them live. Pre-flop, they're the favorite. Something about that gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'm staying away from that one. Toronto, Brooklyn. Sorry, Toronto's on my no bet list. I'm not even going to talk about this one. Milwaukee, Cleveland. Cleveland +10.5 at home, over under 227. Dropped from 230, so 3 points of movement so far. +10.5 for Cleveland. Looks enticing to me. Yeah. I'm going to take Cleveland +10.5. I like that. Me personally, I see it being closer to like a 7-8 point game. Washington, Miami. Miami's getting everyone back. Healthy, finally. Washington +6.5, over under 228.5. I don't trust a damn thing about Washington. I will take the over 228.5 because I think Miami is looking to get back on a roll offensively. Jimmy Butler being back is huge. Tyler Hero. Bam's just going to keep doing what he's doing. Utah, Charlotte. 7.5 point favorite, Charlotte is. Or I'm sorry, Utah is. Over under 222.5. You know, Utah is just playing so dang good lately. It's hard to do anything in games that they're playing in. Betting against them, definitely not a call I would advise. So, moving on. Minnesota, OKC. Give me that 1 point. Give me that. Yeah, you know what? Mix it. Give me -105 on the money line for the Thunder. I'm going to take the Thunder on the money line straight up against Minnesota. Looks like D'Angelo Russell's questionable. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Lewins Dort, both out for Oklahoma City. Teams losing key pieces have been covering lately. I'm going to roll with OKC on the money line. Detroit, Phoenix, +8 for Detroit. It's come down from 9.5, over under 214.5, come down from 216. Pass. This is a weird, nasty NBA card. Pass. Last game of the night, Boston, Clippers. It's at -6.5 for the Clippers right now. Boston, both Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, questionable. I'm taking the points of Boston. I like Boston in this spot. I did before I opened it up and looked at it more. I can't believe they're getting 6.5. I mean, sure, Clippers are at home, playing better. But good teams don't cover always. So I think that's going to do it for me. Talked all games. Some of them less than others, but we talked them. NCAA, NBA, Super Bowl, it's covered. I got you those promo codes. Use those promo codes. Come check out Hoopball Gaming on Twitter, at Hoopball Gaming. Check me out, at DALE007. Also, don't forget hoop-ball.com. Go over there, check the premium stuff out. Wager pass, you can get Hoopball 360 for $12.99. The wager pass, you spend some money on that. It's 33 cents a day from 7 professional handicappers. You got 7 handicappers to choose from. You got all access on the Discord servers. You got this great podcast. You got the wager pass plays. 33 cents a day. I don't even know. I think the only thing I can think of that I can buy for 33 cents is those little 5-stick packs of gum. Wrigley, you know, like Winter Fresh, Double Mint, Juicy Fruit. I think those are like technically 30 cents. Or a Laffy Taffy. You could get a single Laffy Taffy for a quarter. Pack of Now and Laters. Banana flavored. Sounds good. Anyways, 33 cents a day. We're not doing $15 a play. We're not doing $15 a day. Get your wager pass, y'all. It's definitely worth the investment. Like I said, I'm Devin Ellington. I was your host. Usually am. I want to make sure to remind you of those promo codes, Manscaped, MyBookie. Make sure you use both. MyBookie.ag is Hoopball. Hoopball20 for Manscaped.com. Fair enough. All right, listeners. It's time to get on out of here. Time to listen to this so y'all have a wonderful Friday. Time to do some edits. Time to get ready. Time to just, you know, send my good vibes and send my good energies. That's what I'm doing. Sending you my good vibes and sending you all my good energies, like always. Shout out to the loyal listeners. Shout out to the people active in Discord hanging out with me. You know who you are. Let's grow it. Let's grow that community. All right. I've done enough. Again, hoop-ball.com. Go check out the website. Get familiar with it. Then make sure to leave that 5-star review on Apple Music for us. 5 stars. I'll take 4, but if you leave 1, you got to tell me why. Got to tell me why. So without further ado, yo, I'm going to go ahead and pop on out of here. So look forward to hearing from y'all. DM's open. Discord's open. Get at me. We'll talk on the next one. Until then, you make sure to stay safe. Again, sending you all those good vibes, all those good energies. It's Friday. I got to do it 3 times. It's like opposite of Beetlejuice. Let's go have a great day. Let's kick off the end of the week right. Let's get into the weekend profitable. And let's roll on out the rest of this fiscal week. All right, listeners, hoop ballers, y'all take care.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.